Theatergoers coming into Shays will, I think, be kind of amazed at the look of the theater, look of the auditorium. We have just finished a complete restoration of the front portion of the actual auditorium. That means the proscenium surrounding the stage, the area where the two boxes are and all the organ pipes are behind, has been totally and completely restored, along with the front probably 15% or so of the ceiling. It has been a complete restoration, meaning it's taken us 3 months to do, cleaning off all the old dirt and grime that's been up there for 88 years. It was rather disgusting, but...
did you find any old actor up there?
We found a lot of things up there. I won't go into the gory details, but suffice it to say, it had not been cleaned in 88 years because it's 100 feet in the air. It's a little tough to get to. So that has been completely cleaned and washed down with baking soda and water. All the repairs necessary to the ceiling have been made, repairing everything from some of the molded plaster to areas where there had been water leaks and things of that nature. All that's been repaired to meet the standards that we set for our restoration, which is everything has to be done the way it was done in 1925. So we're taking it all back to the way the day the theater opened in January of 26. Then we proceed to put the finishes on, some forms of painting and glazes and all sorts of things. I think people will be absolutely blown away by the color of it, the depth of the color. It looks so different. It's amazing. They're actually taking the scaffolding down as we speak, and every day we have a new adventure. We go out there and see, and more of it's exposed for us, so it's pretty amazing to be able to watch this process. In addition to that, there's a lot of indirect lighting behind the various coves and moldings and things, and that indirect lighting has not been working correctly for a number of years. When they did the stage expansion, they actually blocked some of our access to be able to change light bulbs. So some areas have not even been lit since the late 90s. Well, with the scaffolding up in front of it, we were able to access everything from the front. So we went through and, after a lot of research, decided to replace all those incandescent bulbs with LED lighting. So all the new LED bulbs are in place. They are the same colors, the red, blue, and the white that used to be there. But it's absolutely spectacular. Every corner of the proscenium is lit up. The areas behind the boxes are lit up. And this is the way the theater was designed. This is the way we believe it looked when they opened the theater. And I think people will be absolutely blown away by it.
Was it difficult? You mentioned 3 months. Was it kind of a scramble to get all that work done and accomplished before you're ready now for this week?
Well, actually, the restoration company, Switek Studios, did a phenomenal job. They understood the deadlines. They knew they were hard deadlines. They finished almost 2 weeks ahead of time. So we were really, really pleased. They're a great company to work with, and they did a phenomenal job of getting it done in time.
So it'll all be set up and ready to go for Curtain Up, the big night that kind of launches everything here in the Downtown Theater District. What can we expect from Shays?
Well, we're doing something very different that night. As you know, for the last several years, the Black Tie Dinner has been on our stage. The decision by the committee from Curtain Up was to take it back out into a tent this year. So we started looking for something to put on the stage and decided to do something a little bit different. So we're actually offering a free movie. It's Chicago the Musical. This is the movie version, not the live version, that will be shown along with an organ concert prior. So the organ concert will start roughly about 7:45, probably. We'll start with an organ concert on our Mighty Wurlitzer organ and then go right into Chicago the Movie, which will end somewhere around 10:15. So it'll give people a chance to come in, and it's kind of a throwback because that's what was done at Shays originally was movies, and it is free. We're not charging any admission for the movie. Now, the other thing that's going to be new this year for us is the opening of 710 Main Theater, so we're very excited about that. Our first full season, our inaugural season, is starting next week, and we're very, very pleased. We've got I Love Lucy live on stage, and any of your listeners who remember I Love Lucy or have heard about it over their lifetime, or I guess the reruns are running on TV now, so some of the younger people are very familiar with it. It is a great show. It's a lot of fun. When I saw it in Chicago, I fell in love with it and said, I really want to bring this show to Buffalo. So, we would love to see people come out and see I Love Lucy. They'll be very much pleased if they liked I Love Lucy when they were young. They'll love it now. The cast is absolutely incredible, and it puts you in Desilu Studios. So when you walk in, there's a director on the stage, and he's talking to the audience, and he's telling you, okay, we're going to film these two TV shows, and we're going to get ready for running them, and they instruct the audience on what to do and all this kind of stuff. It's really a throwback to what it was like to actually watch the taping of a TV show back in the 50s. So it's an absolutely great show. It's a lot of fun. The cast is incredible. They play the roles so well. You really do. I can remember sitting there, and within 5 or 10 minutes, I felt like I was back in the 50s, watching I Love Lucy. So that's our opening show for the season, and it's a lot of fun. It is a national tour. It'll be here for 4 weeks and then move on across the country. So we're very, very excited and pleased to have that show. The programming model for 710 is something a little bit different and a little new. It's really intended to be collaborative theater, primarily dramatic theater, not musical theater, but collaborative theater with local theater companies, hopefully assisting them in growing, giving them an opportunity to perform in a bigger space than the space they normally would perform in. And hopefully, if the public supports us and supports these shows, gives them a chance to earn more dollars and earned revenue rather than having to go back to the various levels of government for more and more support. So it kind of has a dual purpose there. We continue our season after I Love Lucy with Clybourne Park, which was a Pulitzer Prize-winning play in New York, won the Tony Award for Best Play, and is being produced by Road Less Traveled Theater Company. It's a big project for them. It's an outstanding play. When I saw it in New York, I really, really enjoyed it and thought this would be a good play for Buffalo. It could be taking place in Buffalo. It actually takes place in Chicago, but when they see the play, they realize it could take place in Buffalo. We follow that in February with a play by a new theater company in Buffalo, Buffalo Laboratory Theater, and it's Cyrano, and it's the story of Cyrano de Bergerac, told in a little bit different fashion. Buffalo Laboratory Theater operates a little bit different than some of the other theater companies. They tend to be somewhat minimalist with scenery and stuff, but there's a lot of action on the stage, so you'll see people flying around. You'll see all sorts of interesting things with this one, but I think it's going to be a fun show and something people will enjoy, something very different.
Shays is considered a tourism destination to some extent, and they've talked so much about making Buffalo and those sites attractive to those around the nation. Are they on the right track for you?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people, especially our local people, don't realize we actually do tours of Shays regularly on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. We get a lot of tourists from all over the world that come through the theater. In fact, if you go to TripAdvisor, we are the number one tourist attraction in Western New York on TripAdvisor. So, and that was Visit Buffalo Niagara people told us that about 6 months ago. I was very surprised. I had no idea. But we love bringing tourists into the building, especially Europeans, because they come in, and it's funny to watch them. They come in, they look around the grand lobby, and they smile, and it's like they have a sigh of relief. And I've talked to many of them, and they tell me that they feel like they're home. This reminds them very much of theaters and opera houses that exist in Europe. And having traveled to Europe a few times myself, I understand exactly what they're saying. And that's what, if you go back in the archives and you read what Michael Shays said when he wanted to build this theater, he wanted it to look like a European opera house, and it does. So our visitors are very pleased when they come in and they see it.
You have to be pleased with what you're seeing happening around Shays. All the cranes downtown, the redevelopment along right in front of you in Main Street, all the construction underway to bring traffic back. What is that going to mean for Shays?
Well, I think, number one, it'll mean a lot of convenience for our patrons. Okay, now when people come to the box office to buy tickets, they can actually park right out in front. It also, for me personally, one of the things that's always bothered me is that the bulk of our patrons come in the back door. It's kind of like when you have people come to your house, you really don't want them coming in the back door. You want them to come in the front door. And it's been rather difficult to get people to do that, especially like tour buses and things like that, because there was no way for them to do it. So now access will be available from Main Street. There will be two drop-off areas, both north and south of our theater, but people will actually be able to experience Shays the way it should be experienced from the front doors. I love it, personally. I've been very much in favor of this project for a long, long time.
Biggest challenge ahead for you? Is there a challenge ahead for Shays?
Well, sure. There's always a challenge. As many of your listeners probably know, we've been recognized as the number one leading Broadway market in the country about 3 years ago, and we've retained within, I would say, the top 3 to 4 since then. When you reach the top, when you reach the pinnacle, then the challenge is how do you stay there? How do you keep people happy? How do you make sure that everything goes the way you want it to go? And then, of course, we spread out with another theater. So now we have 3 stages to manage. It makes it a little bit more complex. We also, on top of managing the 3 stages, we have a restoration project to manage. We still have 2.5 to 3 years to go on the restoration of the auditorium. And once we get past that, we have in the back of our minds and in our capital plan, we have 2 or 3 construction projects we'd like to do that are not restoration, but that will improve the facility, improve the service to our patrons. So there's a lot on our plate. We continue to work at it and try to improve and do a better job and make sure that, if there are areas we need to improve on, that we're focused and we make sure that we make those improvements. So in my world, that's the fun of what I do, the ability to stay with this stuff and, keep it growing and try to find ways to make it better and better all the time. And frankly, we get such great support from the Western New York community. That helps make my job easier. And people are not afraid to let me know what they think. Trust me. I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of comments when I'm out to dinner, when I'm wherever I might be in Western New York. But it's great. I welcome that feedback because it only helps us get better. If we're not willing to listen to what people say, then we'll never be able to improve. It's our patrons and the Western New York public that need to tell us what they would like and what we can do to make things better for them. So we look forward to that. We enjoy that interface and we take it to heart and we try to make sure that if we're not doing something right, well, we find a way to fix it and make it better.
Well, Anthony Conti, thank you so much for telling us about Chase.
Sure.